May we feed and be fed by our relationships. Amen. Let me come a little closer. So most of you know that myself and Kathy Entress went for a week to year two of the College of Congregational Development, or CCD for short. And it was a really good week. We learned a lot. We met great people who love their churches as much as we all love Epiphany. And we got to reconnect with a parish which we small grouped with the year before. And so I want to talk about the gospel today in a way that shares the heart of CCD, which is relationships. Everything that CCD teaches starts from a place of relationship. All the learning and models assumes that there are relationships happening within church, relationships between the wider community, relationships between the parish, relationships within the self. And CCD provides tools for looking at these relationships that help us tell our stories, or understand our stories, or figure out a decision or direction based on who we are. Now, Jesus is always very clear about his mission, which is to share the good news of God's love, that God loves each one of us, and that God wants us to recognize the dignity of and the value of every human being and to take care of creation. And then Jesus goes on to teach us how to create this kind of community. He models ways of loving and caring for one another, how to serve others. And Jesus also teaches us and shows us how to pray so that we can stay connected to God and cultivate a relationship with God. And Jesus teaches us the importance of carving out space in our day for ourselves. Now, Epiphany has a mission too. And the heart of Epiphany's mission is that we are a place where a person can belong and be deeply loved and invited to share that love with others. This is a beautiful mission worthy of nurturing and sustaining and sharing with others. So back to the gospel, where some appreciative inquiry is happening. Appreciative inquiry, by the way, is a model and process used to guide change. It is about a search for the best in people, their organizations, and the world around them. It is the art of asking questions in a manner that focuses the question through the lens of positive curiosity, because the language we use, the stories we tell, shapes our realities. And Jesus wants the disciples to work with him on a solution for feeding everyone gathered on the mountain without sending anyone away. So Jesus says to Philip in an appreciative way, "I wonder, where are we going to buy bread for these people to eat?" Now, while Philip is grateful for Jesus' concern and curiosity, he is a bit stuck. So Philip replies, "Wait, what? Where are we going to get the money for the food? It's going to take a lot of money to buy the amount of food we're going to need." But in asking questions of each other, Jesus and Philip are staying connected while working on a very real concern. Then Andrew joins the conversation with Jesus and Philip and offers a suggestion. "Well, there is this boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's a start, right?" And Andrew, without realizing it, leads Philip and the others to where Jesus has been working with the disciples and the people for a while now. Jesus is inviting them into the model of gather, transform, send. This model's purpose is to gather those called by God into Christ's body, the church, a community of transformation of mind, heart, and action, and then to send them and us out into the world, both to be and to act as God's loving and transforming presence. Jesus gathers the people when he sits them down on the grass. He transforms the people when he breaks bread and gives thanks. And they eat until they are filled. He sends them back down the mountain, nourished in mind, body, and spirit. Jesus asks us the very same questions. How do we let Jesus nourish our lives? How do we share this nourishment with others? Jesus wants us to take what we already have amongst us and bless it, break it open, divide it up, and share it joyfully so that all will have enough. Amen.